All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. I thank you for the blood of Yeshua. I thank you for the cleansing blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that has redeemed us from the hand of the enemy, and that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. Lord, I offer this sacrifice of praise because, Lord, you are worthy. God, you are so good. You are good, and your mercy endureth forever. I thank you that you loved us enough to send your Son to die for me, for us, to pay the ransom, that our lives would be redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Let the power of sin will be broken, O God, because, Lord, you are great and you're greatly to be praised. And I magnify your name, Almighty God. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. And I praise and I magnify your name. I thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. I thank you for the blood, the cleansing blood of Yeshua, the forgiving blood of Yeshua, the healing blood of Yeshua. God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending your angels to bind the strong men, to topple their thrones over the region, over the area of this country, that the glory of the Lord might be real. God, I thank you for doing great and mighty things, that the world stands in awe of how great and how wonderful you are, that you are God, and beside you there is no other, that you spoke the world into existence, oh God. I thank you for that, and I give you praise, and I give you glory, and I give you honor, mighty God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah to the Alpha and to the Omega, to the Almighty God. Lord, you are great. Lord, you are great. Lord, you are great. And you are worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. You're worthy of all honor. And Lord, I thank you. I praise and I magnify your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. I thank you for your glory filling the people's atmosphere. I thank you for the fire of the Holy Spirit falling upon them even now, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. I thank you for the glory of the Lord being revealed even now in Yeshua's mighty name. I thank you for the fire of the Holy Spirit burning out everything that is not of you. I thank you, Lord, for your releasing your healing power, your healing anointing to drive out that spirit of infirmity, the generational spirit of infirmity, the generational spirit of sickness and disease in Yeshua's mighty name. God, I thank you for healing kidney cancer and dissolving and destroying kidney stones. I thank you, Lord God, for the blood, the brain tumor. I thank you for it being gone in Yeshua's mighty name. The person has been suffering with those migraine headaches. I come against that spirit right now in the name of Yeshua, and I command you to release them and to let them go in Yeshua's mighty name. I come against every eating disorder. I come against you and I command you to release them and to let them go, to come out of their digestive tract, their digestive system even now. I command you to purge up out of them and to go in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, I thank you for those that have a need of a financial miracle. Father, let it be released. Move on the hearts of people to put money in their hands. Father, move on their enemies to bless them financially. Let that manifest in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for job promotions and new opportunities. I thank you for enlarged coasts in Yeshua's mighty name. And I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you because you're God and beside you there is no other. Because you are the Holy One of Israel. And I praise you, Lord. Let your blessing be upon this teaching today. And I give you praise and glory and honor. Bless this teaching, Father, in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Saints, welcome straight from his word. It's a blessing to be with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God. God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. To the first time, this is God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something, I pray, say, get on your knees, seek the face of God, and allow the Spirit of God to minister to you. Woo. We're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. Return the Lord Yeshua is imminent, saints. We got to be about the Father's business. Get in that place that we're walking in covenant relationship with Him. As you've heard me say, I'm a revivalist. I want to see the revival. I want to see the power of God manifested, where people's lives are changed by being in the presence of God, that people have encounters with the living God. Because God is alive. God is not dead. God sees all. God knows all. There have been people that have been praying and crying out, God, I need you to heal me. God, I need you to deliver me. And in 2021, expect your healing. Expect your deliverance. I'm expecting God to show that we will begin to experience and see the biblical miracles of paralysis healed, blind eyes opening as we never seen before, all forms of cancer being healed, and the testimony that is coming to the forefront in the name of Yeshua. I'm expecting God to do and put on a show that to where the even the mainstream, the lying, corrupt, perverse mainstream media cannot ignore the stories of the manifestations of the healings that are going to begin to take place of people that have been paralyzed from birth, beginning to get up and walk. They are going to have to proclaim, this is a miracle. There is a God. Say that with me. God is great. Say it with me, saints. God is great, and He's greatly to be praised. Say it, saints, that God is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Say it, saints, God is good, and His mercy endureth forever. God is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yeah. Arise from your resting place, O Lord, and scatter the camp of the enemy. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for setting your people free from the spirit of oppression and anxiety. The enemy has been waging warfare against your mind. Some of you that are there listening and you're just been overwhelmed. But I speak peace to your environment. And by the authority of Yeshua's name, we command the enemy to stand down. Stand down in Yeshua's name and take your hand off of them in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord of God. Some of you have been stolen from, and God is going to have your enemy restore. The Bible declares if the thief be found, he has restored sevenfold. Their enemy has stolen from you, and there's going to be a sevenfold return of what's been stolen, and that's what's going to be returned. People have lied to you. They've betrayed you. But God says they're going to come and ask to forgive. They're going to ask for your forgiveness. They're going to repent. Because the presence of God is going to be so heavy upon them. Some of them that you know, you've given out money and finances and people saying they've never given it back, it's coming. It's coming. Expect the checks to come in the mail. Expect the phone call. Expect the cash apps to go out. Expect people to say, oh, God has convicted me. I got to release this money. I got to release this fund. I have to write this check because I have no peace. Because you've gotten into a place in God. The Bible declares that when a man's ways please the Lord, he will make even his enemies to be at peace with him. Those that you least expect are going to begin to bless you financially and make a way for you. Open doors. People are going to come and they're going to offer to do things for you. It's going to be by the Spirit of the Lord. So you may say, yes, Lord, I'll receive this blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you for doing it. Yes, yes, I thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Glory to God. Some of you suffered broken hearts from failed relationships. And there's deep scars and deep wounds. And the Spirit of God is healing you right now. You were betrayed in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. One of you suffered a betrayal by your sister. By your sister. Doing some things with a family member that should not have been done. God is going to heal you of that hurt, and that breach is being healed even now in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. There's a man out there, you're listening. Your father used to abuse you, beat you. And as a result of him beating you, a spirit of anger and rage got inside of you. And you've been exhibiting that to other people and your family members. But you've prayed a prayer and asked God to deliver me from this spirit of rage and anger. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, I command it to release you and to let you go, even now, in Yeshua's name. Go from him now. receive your freedom and your liberty in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. And I break the power of incest. I break the power of incest over this family in Yeshua's mighty name. It's broken. It's broken. And Father, grant the healing. Grant the healing. Grant the healing and the restoration in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. There's a man out there, your heart was deeply broken because your wife cheated on you. And she cheated on you with someone who you thought was your friend. And you've carried this unforgiveness and bitterness in your heart. And the Lord says, release it and let it go. Release it and let it go. That you might walk in liberty and freedom. One of the reasons that you've been suffering this sickness because of unforgiveness and bitterness. It's like a cancer, the Bible declares. It's like a cancer. And God desires to heal you even now that the Spirit of God comes upon you and he's healing you right now. You're being delivered and set free right now in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. There's a person out there, your family has a deep history of the occult, operating in witchcraft and sorcery and divination and enchantment. And the enemy has been tormenting you and tormenting you and tormenting you and tormenting you. But this day, the torment ends by the grace of God and by the Spirit of God. God has heard your cry, and he said he's granting deliverance. The enemy will have to leave. He will have to depart from you. You belong to him and no other. And you will walk in the peace and the liberty that whom Christ has set us free. The torment will cease. The attacks will cease in Yeshua's name. And I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There's a person out there, you went through a very, very bitter divorce. It was terrible. It was nasty. And you said in your heart, never again. Never again. Never again. The Lord says, renounce those words, never again, about loving again. Because it has caused you to shut up the blessing that God has for you. Renounce that. And when you renounce it, watch what God will release into your life. You will walk in liberty and freedom, and you will experience the love of God as you've never experienced before. Hallelujah. Thank you. That person, that spouse, they're going to call you, and they're going to repent and say, I need to talk with you, and I need to ask you to forgive me for what I did and what I put you through. That's the Holy Spirit convicting them. You need to receive that phone call and receive that so that they can be released, that they can walk in liberty and freedom. They're in torment right now because they know exactly what they did. And the hand of God has been resting on them. And it's gotten to the point to where they will have to say, Lord, forgive me for what I did and what I did to my family. Expect the phone call. Receive the apology. Accept it in Yeshua's name. And as you accept it, the Lord will bless you for accepting it in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's a young woman out there, you were raped as a little girl. Age of 8, you were raped. And you've been tormented and tormented and tormented and tormented and tormented. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, I command this tormenting spirit to leave you, that spirit of trauma to leave you now. In Yeshua's mighty name, it has impacted your relationship with others. Your failed relationship as a result of the torment. But the Lord says you do not have to walk around in shame and condemnation because it was not your fault. The Spirit of God is healing you right now of that. And you're being lifted up right now in the name of Yeshua. The blood of Jesus is covering you. The presence of God is coming upon you. And God is healing you. He's setting you free from that spirit of trauma in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Whew, man, God is good. Hey, saints, I got to go with the leading of the Holy Spirit of God as the gift the Lord uses me to flow in. You can imagine what it'd be like in one of my church services. Oh, man, thank you, Lord, for healing your people and setting them free. As I said, I'm not the typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight with no sugar added. Saints Joe, go with me. Let's get into this Exodus 20. We're talking about when the young rich ruler came to Yeshua, came to Jesus, said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? The Lord says, you know, do not commit adultery. He broke it down to him. Then he says, there's one thing that you let you lack, go and sell all that you have and give to the poor and take up your cross and come follow me. And as a result of it, the Bible declares that the young ruler was grieved, so he went away. And then when we get to Exodus, we see God coming down to meet with the nation of Israel, God, the apple of God's eye, God's chosen people. The nation of Israel is still God's chosen people. They still the apple of his eye. It's not the church. Nope, it's Israel. And Moses brought the people. They saw God come down, and God began to speak with them. And it says in Exodus 20, verse number 1, it says, and God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. You shall not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and the fourth generations. It is the sin of idol worship. It is the sin of idolatry that grieves the Spirit of God, that brings a breach. You see, we have to be careful that we do not allow any person, anything to become more important than God himself in our relationship and our walk with Father God. This is what got the nation of Israel in trouble with God. They got in there and they began to serve other idols. Well, they got in there and they began to embrace and adopt the idols of the pagan nations, where God says, you don't do these things. You don't do that. You don't embrace what they're doing. And God says, don't try to make a graven image of me. You don't bow down to these little statues of Jesus. Get them out of your house. They're the accursed thing. Those images and pictures of him, that's not him. That's not him. In the Roman Catholic Church, they have all of those images of Mary and the baby Jesus and all of the statues, and they actually bow down and they're idolatry. Idolatry. It is idol worship. And we sit back and say, well, it's okay. No, God says, don't do it. You can't do it. And it brings iniquity. It brings curses. It brings chastisement and judgment. The reason a lot of times people, we're walking and stuff, is our forefathers, they participated in idol worship. And it brings iniquity upon our children and to the fourth and the fifth generation. That's why we have to renounce. I tell people, when you renounce 10 generations back on both sides. When I'm praying for people and getting ready to take them through deliverance, because your ancestors might have participated in something that you have no idea. But the sin of idolatry, the sin of idol worship will bring and cause a breach between you and God. And so we cannot allow these idols to be set up in our heart. And that's what he was telling the young man. He says, you got this wealth. This wealth is an idol. You don't see it. But see, when you truly begin to pray and seek after God and you really want God to break forth in your life, God will show you the exact thing that is hindering you from receiving that major breakthrough. And you got to be willing to say, yes, God, I will release this. God, I will let this go, because I want to make sure that I'm in a place where I'm completely and totally yielded and surrendered to you, because our series is, Lord, have I surrendered my all? The young man asked him. And he had one area. A lot of times, and sometimes it's just one little area. Sometimes it's one small little thing that is hindering us from receiving our major breakthrough from God. And in this case, he said, I am a jealous God. I will have no other gods before me. You can't have your children, your spouse, your preacher, your church, your minister, your career, your ministry. Preachers, your ministry can become an idol to you. Oh my gosh. So many people in the church and the body of Christ, they have exalted their leaders to this place to where people think they're, no, they're human beings. They have issues. They have weaknesses. And then when they fall or there's a scandal, people say, well, I'm going to stop going to church. I'm going to stop serving God. And then people just fall away. Why? Because that person became their God. That man, that woman became their God. And God looks at them and says, God says, no. Not on my watch. And there is a place that you can get in God. I can testify this to myself. That God does not allow anything or anyone to become more important to me than in my relationship with him. I've experienced it in my life that if I allow or I allow myself to get to the place to where that person or something is becoming more important than my, God removes it. He'll just remove it. Literally, they're gone. Boom, gone. What happened? Gone. You know why? Because they were going to be leading me in a way that's going to pull me away from God. And God says, I'm going to protect you from that. I'm not going to lie. And a lot of times you say, God, but God, really? God, I really, No. It's a good thing. Thank God for this. That you can get in a place in God that God loved you so much that he will not allow you to fall into something that will destroy you and pull you away from him. So you got to be willing to release that thing to God, not grieve over it. Just like Samuel was grieving over Saul when God rejected Saul, and Samuel cried on that. God said, don't be crying because no. Don't be doing that. He was disobedient. He was rebellious. And a lot of times God removes people, situations, circumstances, things out of our lives because it has become an idol. We begin to obsess over, we don't think we are, but we do. And God says, okay, it's causing a breach between us. But in some cases, in my particular case, God just removes, he removed the person. Or if it's a business or whatever it might be, it's gone because I'm obsessing over it too much. That's why you got to have a balance and make sure you don't fall into the place. He said, I will have no other gods before me. Showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and all do all thy work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath unto the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy strangers within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all in them is, and rested the seventh day, whereof the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and he hallowed it. Then he goes into verse number 12, because that's where he started with the young man, the young rich ruler. You see, because the young rich ruler, because he had set up his wealth and all of those things in his heart, that's the breach. God says this breach has to be healed. God said, this has to be removed out of the way. If you have unforgiveness in your heart, do you realize that you have unforgiveness and been toward somebody? It becomes an idol in your heart. It creates a breach between you and God. Oh, man. I wish somebody would say, preacher, go ahead and preach. Tell it, preacher. We need to understand that God loves us so much that the Bible declares when he was talking to the rich young ruler, it said he loved him. God loves us enough to tell us the truth. And a lot of times we're so stubborn and rebellious, me included, we don't want to hear it. But if we truly want to step into the next phase, and if we truly want to be yielded and surrendered to the Lordship of Yeshua, we need to be open and transparent and allow the Holy Spirit of God to touch that very thing, to touch that very idol, and to destroy it and say, Lord, I yield it to you. I lay this on the altar because, Father God, I do not want anything or anyone in my life that is going to hinder me from walking in a covenant relationship with you, that I might be enjoy the fullness of your presence in my life. Lord, today, by a decision of my will, I lay down my unforgiveness, my bitterness, my jealousy, my envy, my hatred, my racism, whatever it might be. Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I yield it unto you, and I thank you for delivering me and setting me free in Yeshua's name. Saints, be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Spirit of God moves on you to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua's Lord return imminent. Pray for your family members, your lovers, and your co-workers that their hearts will be open to receive the gospel of Yeshua. I love you. Remember, Yeshua's Lord is return imminent. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.